Es ist schon mis Buch und begin da auf hab gimmel mit sagt es baba kama beginn am al beginn test nach beginn is de gemara well come in the age regarding the halacha of the when something is hidden regarding the mazik of fire the pot rahman that the Torah exempts you hit mish kach is law well then how do you have this case what's the gemara's question now specifically over here so it's explained pierce another bish the man dama we understand according to one of the old isha mishma mainai according to the other man dama that holds the mazik of fire is because it's your money. So ain't tame of the pots of tum. And so we're not asking that man dama. It's no wonder that you could be exempt by something that just happens to be covered over. Because the avakam the bechod this game of money. Because although regard all other damaging elements of your property, come on, kevin chain regal, the horns and the teeth and the legs chayiv tum, you're liable even if it's covered. Yeah, because you're a mom and regarding monetary halacha, matin chelukum. We find differentiation. The kevin chain regal hechasein. Each one has their own unique halachas. So that's not so difficult to understand. So if you hold Isha Mishum Amayna, fine, it has its own unique halachas. Shein Regas Patner Shos Rabim, everyone has their own, they have their Karen as Chazi Nazik. But Adma Mazik, but if you're telling me Isha Mishum Chitza, because it's his arrows, by Adma Mazik, the person who's damaging Lechilika because of his Patsa does not make any differentiation. Lechisim Petsa Tachas Patsa, which there shouldn't be a prick and we expand the end of the prick that Bechot Lovma Beis, Lechabal Shai Mezim, and it's Kavatsa, the person's always going to be liable. Ah, Lefikah, therefore, in Svogel Lidrash Isha Mishum Chitza, therefore there's no logic to expound you're fired because you're arrows, and therefore that's the Gemara's question. Then wait a second, when would you ever have a case that you'd be part of a Tom and Beish? Next test, Master brings the Gemara, my benai. So what's the difference then between Rabbi Yochanan and Mishlakish if you're saying Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Mishlakish of Isha Mishlim Inlayne? Which really says, I'm a Muslim man, but really Gemara could have said, Igmanai, there are differences, Kalhan Dilel, all those that we quoted before. Regarding Kelvish and Natal Kharada, regarding the dog that takes the hot biscuit, Vanucha Anucha Bagadish, and he puts it on the pile of grain, which the Rabbi Yochanan, Mishal Mashar Gadish Chazi Nezik. Rabbi Yochanan, you're going to pay for the rest of the pile of grain, half the damages, which is because it's Shreis. Shlakish, Ashar Gadish Padak, and Shlakish, that's only because of Mamun, well, and the rest of the Gadish are going to be exempt. And so to Rabbi Yechanan, if Allah hits his begufa shel evad, even if he did not lie down to the body of the slave himself, come to Rabbanei, he's still going to be exempt for coming to Rabbanei, and conscious to Rish Lakish. And Vitaman Heichesh like Kalachitza, also regarding a third case of when it's covered over where the arrows have not been finished yet, meaning to say you still consider it as his action. Chayav Rabbi Yechanan, would be chayav according to Rabbi Yechanan, whereas according to Rish Lakish, that's only because Memoinah, he wouldn't be chayav for Dalad farm, he wouldn't be chayav for. So, the truth is, the Gemara could have said other differences between them. Can I explain to begin with the words of the Gemara? Well, we're saying that this case of the biscuit, the dog took the coal. So you say, okay, for the biscuit, obviously he's Michayev Nesek Shalom, and for the Kodesh, he's Michayev Chatzi Nesek. So the Gemara says, okay, who's Chayev? Sounds like the owner of the dog. So the Gemara's question is, well, Chayev Baal Gechelis. Why don't you say that the owner of the coal is going to be liable? Which actually, Tosis Girsa doesn't have the word Nami. Our Gemara has the word Nami, which seems evident, which is what Tosis is coming to explain. Pirish, in other words, Gam Bala Gachelis. So too, the owner of the coal should also be Chayiv, because it's his coal. It wasn't protected. It's a liability. But as Tosis explained, Belishi put the Bala Kelv Gam. It's not saying that only he should be Chayiv, and that the owner of the dog should be totally exempt. Can the professional Elik, we explained this previously in the Chombezim and Av, the Maschim Ba'i, Kabechem B'ni Amachayim, when we say the storekeeper, why is he liable? It doesn't mean that totally, it just means for partial of it. Right, moreover, if we're talking about, okay, we want to hold the owner of the coal liable as the Gemara is in the question, is understanding that he didn't watch his coals, and you want to say, okay, that's it. We want to totally exempt the owner of the dog. My comment, so why did we see previously in the New Testament days, Masnit in the Mishnah, is that is when he threw it. Ravuna's teaching was not going on, the Mishnah was saying in general, why? We could have found a way to translate Rav Huna is going on the Mishnah where Kashari Adam, if the person ties it on, Chayav HaKosh Nezik Shalom, yeah, the one who ties it on Chayav Nezik Shalom, Bala Tana Gal Potter, and only the Chagun Yeh will be totally Potter, like we're saying over here, the Potter Bala Kelev, where you're saying that the owner of the dog should be totally exempt and only the owner of the Gechel should be Chayav, and the rest says, no, obviously, it's not true. When a person does not watch his calls, no, the owner of the dog is also liable. Ah, let me talk about Rav Huna. I was thinking, couldn't say Rav Huna is going to Mishnah, because to say that if a person ties on is going to be liable, mashman chayiv akol, sounds like you're liable for everything. Ha kosher, the one who ties it on, and ubala tarnagol yesh lo chayiv kmeikin, and the owner of the chicken should be liable also. In other words, what Tosis is referring to is we had in the Mishnah a Tanagil that had a bucket tied onto his legs and it broke vessels, so he was paying Chatzin Nezek. Now, Rav Huna had said a teaching. We didn't learn, question what it's going on, only if the bucket got tied on by itself. But if a person tied on, he's going to be Chayiv. Now the Gemara says, okay, can't say Rav Huna is going on the Mishnah. Rav Huna was saying his statement in general. And that's because from his wording, it sounds like the one who ties it on is Michayev in all of that. Whereas the Mishnah is that the owner of the chickens also Chayev. Now, if you say that without watching your colt, the Allah is that the owner of the colt pays everything, so the Gemara could have said, yeah, the words of Rav Huna is going in the Mishnah, the person tied on, so he's going to be Chayev everything, and the owner of the chicken is going to be totally potter. Rather, obviously, that the owner of the dog is Chayev, even when this guy did not watch his colt, and the same thing is that when the person ties it on, that the owner of the chicken is also going to be Chayev. Next test, Master begins with the words of Gemara, B'l'chai b'al gecheles. The owner of the colt should be liable. Tosfos says, "Hai lishna lav dafka." The wording is not precise. The mitukma, because we're explaining, the Gemara explains the achla b'gadish the bal charara. The Gemara says, "Where did he eat this biscuit? He ate it in the pile of grain of the owner of the coal of the biscuit. So what does it mean? It's his own stuff. What do you mean he should be chayev? El klemer. The word means to say is she put the balakela michelka shabalakechel. It just means to say that, so to speak, like the owner should be liable too, and that the owner of the dog should be exempt from the portion of the owner of the kol, but lo yishalom became a revi, and that he should only pay a quarter and not the full half. But then says to him, "Say, but my lepar, why didn't the gemara ask when he put the balakel in the charada?" That would have been a smoother way of saying it, instead of saying to be mechayv balakechas when you can't be mechayv old stuff, should exempt the owner of the dog from the biscuit. Now, Minimum calodactic. So actually, this taste is interesting. From here, you could be precise. The Yosius Laodin Lizar Atzmoy, Shla Yazik Achim, a person should be more careful not to harm others, Mishla Yuzik, than from him not being harmed. Shemachuyev Lishma Gechatim Nakelav, that actually has to safeguard his call from the dog. Even though he doesn't have permission to come to Zaz, Kadeshla Yazik Achim, that doesn't harm others. The Efshir Lishma Atzmoy, or the Einloi, depends on the Girsa, it doesn't have to be Shem himself. Kadei Shalai Yikanis, Kelab Bebeisa Litl Chararasai, that the dog should not come into his house to take his biscuit. So we were asking, what do you mean? Exempt the dog from eating the biscuit because there's a liability of the owner of the coal, as we see for the damage. But what do you mean? So exempt him from the biscuit because you see they fix some of the responsibility. It says, no, there's two different things. One is causing damage, meaning the pile of the grain, and then there's of the biscuit that's of him being harmed. That he doesn't have to be so responsible. That sounds like when the when they're carrying these barrels. The Pachim Mora asks, if the one who slips is negligent, so then the second person should also be liable. So we see, interesting, we consider that the second one negligent, this that he fell, we consider him negligent to be responsible for the damage of the third guy who comes after him, but the should put the Rishon ben Nezakav, but they don't consider him negligent to exempt the first guy for having harmed him, because we see that a person has a greater responsibility for his what he has to be shamer on damaging others than for himself to be damaged, and therefore we're not going to exempt the owner of the dog regarding what he did damage to the charara, even though we hold the Baal Gechelz himself responsible for the damages to the Gadish himself. So we're talking about now where he protected his colt. So it tells me, you can say, Mashmir, what type of protection is this? Since the dog could enter over there as it digs, as the Gemara tells us, the stamp losses chaturin, it's like Elav. Well, in general, you're saying dogs could dig under doors. So how is that considered as protected? Because sometimes what you can say is, no, keep the nut again, not your entry. Since a person protects the way people usually protect, the Rabban did not require that anymore. So that's important. Klal, as long as you did as normal people do, that's considered enough, even though technically it's not really going to be enough because dogs can get under any dogs. Next test, Master begins with Gmelgam Veshachasar. Told my where the dog dug under the door. Then it says, "Why doesn't the Gemara just answer a different answer? I didn't say dogs digging under doors to say like he did a shmir, but even so that the dog got to the coal. What do you mean? Why didn't the Gemara just answer? The wolf fell down in the middle of the night time. The owner of the dog knew, so he's responsible. The owner of the coal did not know. And that's the Tosfos says, no, Bishlam, what you could say is, the ends are regular, that's not normal. They're not the normal, the Balakyod Yoda, Balakyachas Layoda. That the owner of the dog happened to know, and therefore he's responsible, and they're called did not know. Now, however, look, come on, later on the bays, can be easy to be sold regarding the goats of the fields, that, regardless of the problem, that could happen, that the owner will not know. But here, regarding a wall coming down, that's not so ruggle, and therefore, it wasn't such a mistabber answer, and therefore the Gemara responded and said, B'shachasa. And like this master beginning with the Gemara, Stam de losseis, chaturais, hein. Generally, doors are considered as that you could dig by dogs. So it's a statement to wonder. Because, wait a second, so you're telling me that he's going to be potter because he did a shmira. How did the dog get there? Because he could dig. And that tells us that generally dogs could dig. But it says, well, maybe that over here, the reason why we hold the owner of the dog liable is because the beginning was a negligence. Meaning, how are you proving this point that that I mean, you're trying to infer something? You're trying to say, oh, we see that it must be chaturas in Eitel Kelim. You have to protect your dog. From that, if we can hold the owner of the dog responsible, even though the doors were locked, how do you know that? Dilma, maybe mishum da betchilas b'mshiv b'seiv b'ainis. The owner was initially negligent. The end was ainis. Chilas b'mshiv mishum b'sicha. Because yeah, if the doors would have been open. So that, and you don't know, so you would have been negligent. It ends up being honest because there was a door and it was locked and it went under the thing. But maybe that's why, but maybe it's not stam chaturah zedekel. Maybe because that actually would be an honest, but it's chilas b'shit. But Shem says, what he says, no, the beginning of the Arabic is l'mechay b'chaticha, that you wouldn't be liable when he did the digging ki'im revi, only a quarter. Actually, that's because, like, you would have been liable had the door been open, because if the door would have been open, then the owner of the coal is negligent, but having left the door open, he would have been liable half. And then he would only be chayiv half, so therefore, so half of the half would be a quarter. But from the fact that we see that it's more than that, obviously, it can't be t'chlas and p'shiyah siblings, because then you'll only be liable for as much as your p'shiyah was, which would only be half. And therefore, obviously, that we see that it must be considered as totally as a negligence, even when the door is locked. But don't answer a different answer. That we don't say, we're not going to say no, that's considered beginning of negligence, because when the doors are open, the safer and ends up being, when they're closed, because they're unrelated, you can't say they're connected. Because keeping the government ulam labishum shia, since regarding the doors locked, it's not considered negligence at all. Get the ring up, probably get the mazur, let on base my base. The lawyer mean a migit of bishel in the cherish. We don't say, oh, since you consider negligence regarding if it would have been deaf, you'd have bishel in pekech, you consider negligence regarding a pekech. It's not true, two unrelated things. And the migit of bishel in the gibalim, like to say, oh, since you're negligent regarding camels, a bishel in shvarm, you consider negligence regarding oxen. So, the lay dummy. So this is part of the question to say, oh, you know, to say that maybe you'll say that you don't say tchilas b'shia the seifa ba'inus by cases that are unrelated, and that would answer the question. Says no, that wouldn't be because like it's not comparable. The husband of the you're right. They for sure not going to say migim shem like a bepekech like a b'shvachim nizakin like pashiklal. You weren't negligent at all, and therefore that's where you could give such an answer to say that's not tchilas b'shia seifa ba'inus. Over here, the reason why this wouldn't be a good answer to our question, he is considered negligent with this dog regarding this pile of grain, that it should be harmed with his coal with negligence, where he did not protect his coal. You should hold him responsible, even if they get damaged with oinus. The one who holds it, you're liable when it's begin negligence and the oinus, and therefore that would be a good question. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to answer because they're unconnected, because they are connected, because it's the same dog in the same pile of grain, albeit in a different way. And therefore, you have to go with the first Teretz Taisa gave that no, if it was because of Chazav Sheva Zevain, you only Chayav Revia, and you wouldn't be Chayav as much as we're saying of the half. Next Teretz Master begins with the Gemara, Tipshit Bipipacha Kachatza Nezigdami. That we should be able to resolve. Because you tell me that Ada on the pile of the grain, Ein bir bisteya chabaleka says no. It like we said, it ate the pile of grain of the owner of the biscuit. So that's about, okay, that should resolve that the mouth of the cow is like the chatzan nizik, because be like chatzan mazik, even though it's on this pile of grain, in the animal's mouth is chatzan mazik, he'd be potter. Like he could say, well, what's your bread doing in the mouth of my cat of my dog? Says Tim, it's a wonder because the mile pashut mishab bavi demasnitin. Why didn't we answer this question from other cases of our Mishnahs? Did not like we learned the Mishnah on the few Tesum Beis. Hashem where this lechel of Ola. Hashem is more to eat what's fit for it. Well, when it eats it, it's in the mouth of the mazik, and how you can be chagas be b'shas and nizik. So in that case already, you could resolve it. What if you resolve it from our Mishnah over here? So the mehida achol mitzid rechava. Let's say when it eats from the sides of the street, from the stores, those are all cases where it's obviously liable. But like moreover, isim shemedaktikin, those that were medaktik mishisa b'yisakelav. They were talking about the case of when the dog bites. Lama lahivi masnitin. Why didn't they bring the Mishnah of kelav shenat charara, of the dog that took the biscuit, the daik minahash, which we're being daik from over here, that you see that you are chayiv in the mouth of the dog. Wait, more of a maikama, what's the Gemara saying? A smara, my boy, yiriftach bepomid, the cowboy, what's your bread doing in the mouth of my dog? What are you talking about? Kimishal kelav lakha. The dog took it. What do you mean, what's it doing over there? How could you say such a smara? So we're near the repeat to the reed, the mechalhanu, the masnitin, le matzal mifshin. No, from all these Mishnahs you brought, you cannot have resolved the question. But let me do not the charara, and not from this case of taking the biscuit. Why? From the sagad aydach, the Gemara assumed, the imlokha behema peiris, bachatza anizim. Let's say the animal took of the fruits in the victim's courtyard, eat in the street, the rishos amazik chayif, he would be chayif, because mechayivin b'likicha l'chuda, that you can be liable just for the taking itself. That's how logic would dictate too. The kivin the pasha l'kicha, since the owner of the animal is negligent with its taking, malo mechilu, who cares about its eating? It's already taken. I bought matin mistei achar. This that excludes that it says be a mistei achar has to be only in the victim's property. That excludes rishos harav in the street, hain l'kicha. That's regarding the taking. And that's the question, meaning, for example, let's say it was passed into the mouth of the cow, these peiros, through cher sheit v'kadim ba'akim, through deaf mute, mentally deranged, minor, or an non-Jew, the lab b'nei tashlumin, that they have no obligation of paying. Like, for example, the animal could not have taken it if they had not passed it to har. That's the question. If you see the mouth as like the victim's property, chay b'al hapar, the owner of the cow is going to be responsible. But if it's like the mazik's property, it's going to be potter because kibush and asach will take place and someone else put it into its mouth. But other comments to this, I think Gemara says tivshit, so that we could answer the question. Lav memasnid. It says not the way it sounds like from our sugi. It's not really from our mission. From the conversation in our sugi, the ukma that the Gemara explains the achal begodesh of al charav that it ate it, the pile of grain or the owner of the biscuit. Oh, shmami, no, we can infer from that is the boy the kicha bechila b'chatzah nisik that the eating and the taking have to be in the victim's property. Even though there's no understanding for this idea, matzoch bechila, what's the need for eating if we said like it already took it? Well, because it's a biblical decree. And if you can resolve that when someone else puts it in his mouth, the chayiv that the owner of the animal is going to be liable because it's like the victim's property. Because if it's like be like the mazik's property, they can tell my boy ripped what your bread doing in the mouth of my animal. It's really like a hachinami that we're really saying. So here also you'll be able to tell my boy ripped what's your bread doing in the mouth of my dog as it continued to amid bays. But that's what they said. Really, the wording is not precise. You can't really say this wording because Shakel Lokach Mehatzvei. The dog took itself. Like Tzvi was asking this question. The problem, rather, what means to say is, given exists a cause of who, since it exists, God like Tzvi was saying the Bayachil Mechatzvei Nizik that the eating has to be in the victim's property. The EP Parik Mechatzvei Mazik. And if the mouth of the cow is like the Mazik's domain, then even if it's eating in the pile of grain of the owner of the biscuit, it's eating in the Mazik's property. Now, once we say that this terminology is appropriate, when someone else puts it in his mouth, so no good lie. So using the terminology. Now, Maisi, the Gemara brings Meshisa Beis HaKelev. Well, what do we bring from there? Because the Shisa Mikri, that's called Afila Hichnas Yad Chaveda Befiya Kelev Vayanachash. Even if the guy put his hand into the mouth of the dog or the snake. The Hishach, what's that? Hainu D'Tocha B'Tochik Shina Kelev. That he pressed and pushed the teeth of the dog, the nochash, and of the snake, the basa chavera, into his friend's flesh. Vim Cain, and if that's the case, that's the question. Why is the owner of the dog liable? But his hand is in the mazik's domain. But Levin, they should say, why is your hand in the mouth of my dog? That's what the Gemara is bringing from these cases. This that we say, how are you going to ever have the liability of Shane? What do you mean? You could have that case of Shane. For example, if it took it from the courtyard of the Nizik. But because the simple understanding of the pasuk sounds like Shabir Hisabuchatza Nizik, that the way it was consumed was also in the courtyard of the Nizik. That's asking, we know about Lekicha, but what's with the beer? And Bereish Masech Shabbos, Tav Gimel Beis, Ikanami, we find similarly Tivshid Mesugi Deshmaitin, the Kamar, Tivshid Medeboi Rabbi Barabayim, we find a similar phenomenon in that Gemara and Masech Shabbos, that really it's from the Shakam Tarab of the Gemara, that we're saying we should answer from that really it's from the Suffolk of Rabbi Barabayim, it's not really from the definite statement, similar to the idea that we're explaining over here, that it's not really from the Mishnah, it's really from the Shakam Tarab of our Sugya.